On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 21, Mahikeng 27 grade. Die geskorste waarnemende Ekurhuleni Metropolisiehoof Julius Mkhwanazi het teruggekeer na die Madlanga kommissie om sy getuienis af te handel. Hy het sedertdien erken dat dit verkeerd was om ooreenkomste goed te keer vir privaatmaatskappy voertuie om rooi en blou ligte te dra. Alles aan sy Magobo berig.
Mkhwanazi acknowledged signing the memorandum of understanding, saying they were intended to support EMPD officers at no cost to the municipality. He added that the companies benefited from deals through publicity and branding. Commissioner Sesibaloi raised concerns about the agreement with Medicare 24, which would have allowed the private company to conduct drug analysis and take blood samples at roadblocks, functions normally handled by the police.
The institution is using these lights,
which is
all medical services, all registered.
You've just read it again.
Yes, I agree.
And it specifically references blue light. So when you tell me about institutions using lights, why do you exclude blue light specifically?
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die Gautengse Departement van Gesondheid het 'n kragonderbreking by die Chris Hani Baragwanath Akademiese Hospitaal se waakeenheid aangemeld. Die voorval het vanoggend plaasgevind. Volgens die hospitaal is geen lewens verlore nie. Die Amerikaanse minister van Buitelandse Sake, Marco Rubio, sê Amerika se G20 presidentskap sal die wêreld vorentoe neem met vernuwing en deursettingsvermoë. Amerika het maandag amptelik die presidentskap by Suid-Afrika oorgeneem, maar diplomatieke krisis tussen die twee lande duur voort. Magaliso Komalo berig.
Presidency has dismissed comments by the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who criticized the ANC-led government for how it handled last year's G20 processes. Rubio accused South Africa of focusing on issues such as climate change, diversity and aid dependency while sidelining U.S. concerns, and announced that Washington would not invite the country to the 2026 G20 summit in Miami. In response, Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya dismissed the U.S. remarks on social media, emphasizing that South Africa will engage meaningfully with the next G20 presidency under the UK and downplaying the U.S. criticism. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Nog nes uit die buiteland, die Israelse weermag sê hy het die liggaam van nog 'n gijslaar van Hamas ontvang. Dit vorm deel van die skietstilstand ooreenkoms en die uitruiling van gevangenes. Israel hou vol, daar's nog 2 gijslaars se liggame in Gaza. En ten slotte hierdie klassieke trefferliedjie wat met Kersfees geassosieer word, het 'n transformasie ondergaan wat dit geskik maak vir jong gehore om dit te geniet en saam te sing met Peppa Pig. Die opgeknapte 1984 weergawe van Last Christmas deur Wham is nou vir kinders aangepas. Die liedjie is hierdie week vrygestel. Hier's 'n voorsmaakie.
I promise you, I'm not playing this at Chanel.
At Chanel, September, meer nie som 12:00.
You're joking, right?
Not joking at all.
Hulle het dit aangepas. Is dit die varkies wat sing?
Ja.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig. En haar familie.
Hi, julle nie.
En hulle welkom vir Evie, wat haar sussie is.
Okay, goed. Nies in sport, Jacaranda, FM.com. 4 minute oor 11:00, môre julle. Merry Christmas.